So I want to introduce briefly our topic for tonight. The show will start in 2 minutes. The show will start in 3 minutes. Please turn off your cell phones. Okay. So why do we laugh? What is it about human beings, and not only humans, there are some primates that laugh as well. Why are we gifted with laughter? Why is it that though babies cry when they're first born, what we're looking for is the smile at 4 to 6 weeks? And then when they start to really guffaw at 6 months, we go wacko, we go crazy. Well, it turns out that when we hold a baby, and we are already, just from the touch and from the proximity to a baby, we've got my favorite hormone of all times, oxytocin, coursing through us, and that's the bonding hormone. And oxytocin is already responsible for connecting so many of the integrating centers in our brain. Well, when the baby starts laughing, it turns out, yes, we have increased oxytocin, but researchers have found through PET scans that, in fact, there is far more connections in the brain, that oxytocin in the parents or whoever's holding the baby is far more effective when they laugh, so we keep the baby laughing. Laughter is absolutely remarkable. We really have no idea, in spite of the question having been asked, and perhaps Peter McGraw will have something else to say to us, but we don't really know why we laugh. And we are here tonight to learn about it, but also to experience it as a group. My second most favorite hormone in the world is attachment. And it is the attachment hormone. That's also oxytocin, so it's the same thing. So, and when we laugh with other people, it may be that one of the purposes of laughter is to draw us together, to pull us together as a society. And it is very, very healing, and we'll do some great laughter together at the end and all the way through as well. I want to introduce to you our wonderful speakers. And before I do, I want to credit this to my muse, my friend, a wonderful therapist, Barry Erdman, who is also the coordinator and the director of the Interface in Boulder. Interface, incidentally, is looking for a new home, so if you have any suggestions, please talk to Barry. But I was going to do a talk on sexuality around February, March. I thought, hey, spring, this is a good time. And Barry said to me, you know, sexuality is not your thing, but laughter is. And I went, oh, sexuality is not my thing. And then, sexuality is not my thing, laughter is, and here we are. And he offered it to me as a way of gifting me back with myself and what I enjoy the absolute most. And I'm still not convinced that laughter and orgasm is not the same thing. And we'll do orgasmic laughter later. So I'd like to introduce our wonderful speakers. I've got our first speaker here, Nancy Norton. Nancy is a stand-up comedian who is an RN. So her own brand of health-related and other related humor, you might have seen locally, you might have seen on PBS, on local channels and stations, on the Arts and the Arts and Entertainment Network. on Nickelodeon, and I welcome you to enjoy her. And after Nancy, I actually have a panel of 5 MDs who are here simply to share with you their research about laughter. It's not great. And when they come up here, I'll introduce them individually. And then I want to introduce you to our third speaker, in a way. I put all the MDs as one speaker, Peter McGraw. Peter, and I'm going to look at my notes here, he is an associate professor of both marketing and psychology at CU in Boulder. He is an expert in the fields of emotion and behavioral decision making. He directs the Humor Research Lab, aka HURL, at the university. He co-wrote very recently The Humor Code, A Global Search for What Makes Things Funny. And he co-wrote this with journalist Joel Werner. And again, I wouldn't have known this had Barry not texted me while I was going to work. Oops, don't tell the police. And said, you've got to listen to KGNU. This is the person you need to meet. Why don't you just call KGNU? He might still be there. And then I called Peter as soon as he got to his office. And I said, please, please, please. And I'm so happy you're here, Peter. So I invite you to enjoy Nancy Norton.
Great job, Mike. Thank you, Rohini. Keep it going, your love for Rohini Kanaganti. Dr. Rohini Kanaganti. Wow, that was a mouthful right there. Give her another round of applause. How did she keep all that? Oh, wow, we're at the library. Isn't that nice? You get to be loud at the library. Like it. And I love that we have the free parking. Did you enjoy using the free parking here at the library? And for once, actually come into the library when you use it? I'm the only one. I'm the only one parking there and hitting the trail. Yeah, okay. All right. So I am excited to be here. I'm excited to learn from all of you. I'm silly. And I'm excited to be out of the house, I'll be honest. I have a young son. I don't get out much, so I'm out of the house. I guess I could have brought him. Look, you brought your kid. Why didn't I bring my kid? I don't know. Well, because he heckles. I have a young son. He's 9, and I'm 53. Thank you! Yeah, that's right. Do your math. His first phrase, hot flash. Actually, it's efficient, right? Because he sees my neck turn red, he puts himself in a timeout. That is efficient parenting. I'm thrilled. I truly am thrilled to have him in my life. I can't tell you how much I love this kid. He is amazing. And we have no DNA connection that I know of. He's from Nepal. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's far away. But we are so much alike. And he's funny. Well, he's funnier than me. I'll go ahead and be honest. He is funnier than me. He writes jokes. I just tell stories. He writes actual jokes. This one's for you, okay? He wrote this joke. I know you're a little more mature than this, okay? But this is okay. Go back in time. Third grade, he wrote this, all right? What happens when aliens get diarrhea? Mysterious crap circles. Right? He's a tough crowd. He's a wordsmith. He has learned to swear with inside words. Likes to yell obituary at me every now and then. Which I think is pretty clever. That came up organically. We were listening to some song that had the phrase, I'm embarrassed to tell you, it was a really horrible country song. Okay, it's a great country song. I don't know if there's any difference between that. But horrible or great, it was a country song where the guy was a millionaire, had an obituary. Does anybody know this song that has obituary rhyming with millionaire? Exactly right. You do not. That's good for you. I'm from the Ozarks, so I have to, keep in touch. That's all I'm saying. I'm originally from the Ozarks. Thank you. Yes. Which trailer park? I heckle myself to save you time. Not everyone in the Ozarks lives in a ding-dang trailer park. There is a huge waiting list. We start with an El Camino and a camper shell, and we build and we dream. You've all seen that half a trailer going down the highway? That there's an Ozark divorce. I distracted myself from my son. Oh, yeah, the obituary. That song came up, The Millionaire, The Obituary. Yeah, you'll find it in the dictionary. Anyway, what does he say? Oh, this is a phrase. He actually coined this phrase. I'm sure you have not heard it, but you will in the future, I have a feeling. Egotistical. It's nice, right? Succinct. Don't be so egotistical. Take that any way you want. So we spend a little time in the principal's office. Am I right, Kale? Just a little bit. Principal's assistant's here. Gonna bust me. Yeah, this is true. He is funny. And you know what else? I was an art major for several years. Not a lot of people know this. I just have never told an audience. I was an art major for several years. I was in the middle of welding a sculpture one day. Has anybody done any welding? It's very zen, you know, to move a bead of molten steel. It's a very zen state. And this voice came to me, "You need to make a living." Profound, I thought. I went to nursing school straight out of art major, but I do still love to draw, and so does my son. He loves to draw on his legs to make them look like mine. Spider veins, goes wherever a spider can, spins a web any size, maps of blue all over your thighs. Yeah, I like it. She's gonna clap. Spider vein. Yes, anyway, I'm just saying, don't. If you're aging like I am and you're getting little spider veins, and of course if you do, stand up, you're on your feet and you're getting the varicose veins. You do not get rid of them. Don't. Embrace them. Label them for your local highways. It's like a free GPS on your thigh. I have the whole I-25 corridor right over here. Right here intersects I-70 on up into I-80 in Wyoming, and no one's going to Jackson Hole no more. And I'm not going to dwell on that because there are kids. That is a tourist destination. The Grand Tetons are not so grand. I'm not going to say anything that wouldn't make sense in a tourist brochure, you understand? So here I am talking with the likes of Dr. Rohini Kanaganti. Wow. I'm a nurse. Actually, I got out of hospital nursing for the same reason a lot of people got into it. To save lives. Not a great nurse. I'm very intuitive. I have intuitive skills, but I panic. I often call 911 from the bedside, you know. 911, what's the emergency? I'm the nurse, that's the emergency. This person is blue. I didn't want to be a nurse. My mom is a nurse, she tricked me, and that's how that works. Kids, we program our children through gifts and toys, and it happened to me, yes. You give them a little doll, be a little mom, an easy bake oven, be a little baker. Actually, I wanted a gun and holster set because I was quite a tomboy, and I wanted a gun and holster set, and I got an easy bake oven. I had to play cowboys and Indians with an oven on my hip. That ninja cake pan in there, did anybody else have the ninja cake? That is a nice tool. Ninja, that cake pan, you could not bake with that cake. Did anyone really have an easy bake and testify? That was difficult bake, am I right? What was that, 1/16th of a crummy cake? 1/16th of a cake, you're 5, you can't do fractions, they know that. You're jonesing for chocolate, how much cake mix? By the time you do easy bake, you overload the little pan. Globs of chocolate everywhere inside the easy bake, you're staring at it through that little window. The portal for your joy. Get back, it's mine. Huge cake is rising up inside the oven. You have cake pride. I made something. I made a cake. A big cake inside the easy bake has to come out of a slot this high. Does anybody see a problem? Unless you can do a C-section on the easy bake, you're not getting that out of there. You have to force it out with another cake pan, rake the top off. That was the system we had back then. We had the two cake pan easy bake system. You had your primary cake pan, you had your secondary cake pan. You had to push your primary cake pan out with your secondary cake pan. You had to bake another cake to get your other cake. Does that sound familiar to anybody? You had to bake another cake to get that cake. You had to bake another cake to get that cake. You had to bake another cake, 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 setting you up for the eating disorder that you now have. One more piece of cake! Pretty soon you have a stack of cakes this high, you're doing weddings for Barbie, and you don't know why. Must be a reason. And it was disgusting in there. They had this light bulb. We were cooking with a light bulb. You hear me, man? You don't know, because now there's CFLs, and they will not bake crap. You know what I'm saying? Can I say crap? No, I don't. Crumb cakes. You can't make crumb cakes. The CFL. It's a frustrating time. Back then, though, yeah. That was great, wasn't it? Yeah, that was great, staring at that thing. They won't let you look at an eclipse, but you can stare at a 60-watt bulb for an hour and a half, frying your retinas out. Ow, how's my cake? I can't see. Does anybody know? I can't see. It's my easy bake section. I can feel it. Back there. Testify. That's right. Well, the irony, you know, and I thought to myself, well, I'm never going to do that to my kid. If my kid wants a gun and holster set, I'm getting my kid a gun and holster set. Well, we live in Boulder, Colorado. Can my kid have a gun and holster set? No, ma'am. That's right. He must chew one out of a graham cracker like the other kids in Boulder. And I made a gun out of a graham cracker. Everybody back. Everybody back. Eat that cracker. You turned that cracker into a love shape. I'm sorry. I gave up. I held out. Kale, I held out for 7.5 years. And one day I was at Target and I said, here's our Nerf gun. Let's go. We just, boom, we shot up our neighborhood. And it was fun. So I'm a hypocrite. That's what I am. I am a hypocrite through and through. And I wish I was a great, great nurse and I had great nursing information for you, and I've done all my CEUs. I got my nursing license 1983, St. John's School of Nursing, Springfield, Missouri, and proceeded to work for 7 years, which I did enjoy, and then I hit the road as a stand-up comic for about 15 years, and then decided I need a child in my life, so I got a child in my life, but then I thought I have to support them. Do you know what, you guys, we have to feed you like 3 times a day? I mean, it's like 7 days a week with the food. Anyway, I decided I had to go back to work as a nurse, and I had not kept up anything. Okay, 1990, I was working at the Queens Medical Center in Honolulu. Yeah, I don't know why I'm telling you that. Why do you need that information? You don't. But I'm just saying, I hadn't worked since 1990, and here it is 2003, and I'm thinking, how am I going to get my nursing license at this point in my life? I called Missouri State Board of Nursing, and I said, how many CEUs, what do I have to do to get this nursing license active again? And they said, just pay $85. And I did that. And here I am today. Feel good about that, won't you? So I'm a nervous person. I'm a nervous nurse. I don't know if you've ever run down a hallway with a big syringe of morphine and just fallen on it. But that is a unique day, and all your call lights are on, and you just think it's pretty. You guys got a little nervous about that? You worried that I really fell on the morphine? I didn't, but it makes more sense in the bit when I'm looking at all the call lights and like, it's Christmas! Ding! Did you hear that? Another angel got his wings because of me. It's a gift. Huh? They want something? Let them wait. That's why they call them patients. To be patient. I was fired, so relax. Not for that, though, not for that. For laughing inappropriately at others. I don't mean to laugh. I really don't. When people are hurt, that is not funny. Am I right, doctors? That is not funny, but there's a part of you, I think it's that you haven't made peace with your own mortality or something like that. I don't know, but every now and then I get, you know, and then you can't stop, and it's wrong. It's wrong to laugh at people in pain. This one guy came in the ER with his hand in a baggie. Has that ever happened on your job? Has anybody ever handed you their hand in a baggie? I bet they have. I was just telling the hand surgeon, you're not going to like this material at all. This is just like, okay, I hope I'm not violating any HIPAA regulations. But all right, so this guy hands me the hand in a baggie. Now, how do you feel? Hand comes towards you, right there in a baggie, right at your face, you know, the knuckles up against the side with the hair smashed, you know, the baggie's disproportionately small, you know what I mean? It should have been a bigger, should have been a quart size, I'm thinking at least, gallon. You know, don't force it into a tiny sandwich baggie and think it's going to be adequate, you know, coming to the ER, and then I've got to look at that and like, oh, thank God, yellow and blue make green, am I right? Yellow and blue make green, this is, I can turn it upside down and the hand does not come out. Hand in a baggie. So part of you is very professional. You connect with your professional self, and you say, thank you, sir. Good idea to put your hand on ice in a baggie, and thank you for that. Hand in a baggie. Hand in a baggie. Oh, my God. Hand in a baggie. Okay. So that's cool. That's cool. Shake it off. It's all right. It wasn't my idea to work a miter saw and drink some whiskey. So this guy was begrudgingly remodeling his basement while intoxicated. I don't know. I'm not judging. I've been there. He's down there, new basement, flop, shoot. I doubt he said shoot. I'm thinking it's a family show. Shoot, that would be my mother. My mother will not swear. That's how she would, what she would do if she were to cut her hand off. She would say, shoot. Shoot, cut my hand off. Hell's bells, get by my keys. That's my mother. She cannot swear. Unless it rhymes. Shoot. Shoot. Look, hey, I am fine. My mother's pathologically happy and in denial at all times. Don't look at that. It is fine. Who needs anything? Are you okay? Do you need a cocktail? You need some chip dip? Who needs chip dip? No, I am fine. It is a hand. Look, I can take my pulse visually. I am 90. I'm okay. I'm not even shocky. Who needs something? So this guy, flop, shoot. Now, bad day. I'm not arguing. This is horrible. This is horrible, 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 horrible. This is a bad, 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 bad day. This man in this moment decided to just end it. You know, like the hands on the floor, I've had it, the wife, I'm getting out of here. You know, so he looked around his work area and decided to try quickly end his life. Now, he doesn't succeed, so I want you to relax, take a breath, connect with your yummy deliciousness again. And I really enjoyed that. Yummy, delicious. I like that. I like the yummy, delicious. So he does not succeed, but he does give it a good try. And he reaches, this is where the message to you is, do not make your problems worse, okay? This is the lesson I'm going to pretend I'm giving. Right here. I'm going to have a PowerPoint presentation in just a second. Actually, a powerless, pointless presentation. If we could lower the slide and... What the heck is this? Is this a giant door that opens at some point? Where does that go? To Oz! I mean, really, that's a giant door, isn't it? Is anybody aware where this goes? The hall. How boring. The hallway. You know, can we have our big semi-truck show in here? We have to bring in a semi. What do they bring in here that needs that kind of height? A piano, really. Thank you. That was a good guess. A stack of pianos. You know how you like to stack your grand pianos, your concert grands, into like a 20-foot stack of grand pianos. They're going to be shipping in here any second, so I hope you guys are ready when we bring in our quadruple-decker piano show, because that is going to be following me. I don't know if you even knew that was on the list, but look at your agenda. It's invisible ink, but if you put it up to the light, you'll see there's a huge stack of pianos coming in. Okay, so, sorry, I get distracted. I have a little ADD, and I don't know where my son gets it. Kale. Anyway, okay. This guy, I don't know. This is a hard one. I was like, you know I don't like when people pull back their material. Like, I'm like, oh, I feel a little retracted. Like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. But this guy, okay, tries to end his life, and he does not. Reaching for a tool in his work area. Would anyone like to guess what tool? That was the improv section. For you. Does anyone want to guess which tool that you might reach for in your work area when you're remodeling your basement with which to quickly take your life? Nail gun. Ah, I hate when you get it right the first time because that just takes all the fun out of it. It's so much more fun when someone yells out sander or something, you know, because so you'd be surprised at some of the things people will yell out. I mean, literally, sander. How long would that take? I've had it! Light, light me, Grandma. When I reincarnate, I'm not doing any construction. 300 grit. Dang it. Nail gun was the correct answer. And that is, I don't know if you've worked a nail gun. I have. Shortly, briefly, very briefly. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. I thought I was butch enough to build a shed. Look, yeah. No, I did. I rented a nail gun at Home Depot. It turns out they're not made for women-sized hands. They really aren't. They are not designed for a 6.5 size hand. I could not reach the trigger, and then I couldn't let go of it. So it was like, I was shooting squirrels in the trees, you know. Oh my gosh, that one's twitching. I'm a vegetarian. That was for eating the jack-o'-lantern the day I carved it. Yeah, that's right. Don't eat anything with a face, even a pumpkin. You know what I'm saying? That's my vegetarian message. I tried. It's Earth Day. I tried. Plant-based diet. Come on. Get on board, people. Let's get on board. So anyway, this nail gun thing, and I'm not even sensing it's time for closure. Do you feel it? Are you feeling it? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the wave of closure. Don't worry. We're having Hey, I thought when jokes bomb, can you hit that laughing kid again? The little laughing kid? Every now and then, just like, yeah, that would awesome. That would help my act so much if I could tour with that. Okay, so here we are, Crosstown. Let's go back to this. I know, we got to wrap this up. This guy, put a nail gun. That is a forceful weapon he put to his head. Bam, ow. And it did not kill him. It didn't even make him dizzy. It was kind of like, bam, ow, you know, over and over and over. He had, I think, 19 nails. Yes, I know, that's perseverance, dedication. I want to see a little more of that follow through out of everybody. I know, he would have kept going, but the clip ran out, and you can't reload with one hand. So I knew this was a test. This was a test. You're too compassionate. So this guy actually finally, I don't know, they were just one-inch nails, so that's why. I know what you're thinking. They're finishing nails. They should do the job. Folks, relax. It was a long time ago. So this guy, bam, ow, and, you know, finally calls his wife, Sharon, could you bring me a baggie and some ice and a hat? Because you got to go with a hat to the ER if you've got nails half in and half out, don't you think? I mean, that's a weird look right there, and people will put notes on them. Lost kitten, handyman for hire. Somebody writes handless man. I know, they're rude. People are rude. Anyway, I just want to share the happy ending. Thanks to great surgeons in the world, they did reattach his hand, and he got some use out of it, which is really wonderful. Although they could not get all the nails out of his head. I know, that's how we make our troubles worse. That's my point. They couldn't get all the nails out, or it was just a really tired ER doctor who just hammered him in and puttied him over. We all do it. You guys, that's it for me. I hope you had some laughs, and I'm excited for this panel.